This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And Chris, you have a report card that you would like to share with the class. And it's not actually your report card because you did not get graded and you did not do the grading, but it's a report card that is interesting nonetheless. What is it? Where is it from, and why should anyone care?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Daryl. This report card is from the American Conservative, and it is titled a 2016 Foreign Policy Report Card. And this is the American Conservative taking a look at all the presidential candidates.
Not all. The ones that remain in the Republican and Democratic field, well, most of the ones that remain, there are still a couple of Democrats that aren't listed on here. Rocky De La Fuente is trying to get on every Democratic primary ballot, sure, but he's not listed on here. They list the, you know, quote-unquote major candidates from the Republican and Democratic field. So they have Clinton also, and Sanders,
right,
Trump, Cruz, Kasich, Rubio, and Carson.
Right. Also conspicuously absent is Daryl W. Perry.
Well, I'm not a Republican or a Democrat.
I understand that, but it would have been nice to, you know, see how you would have come across. I suspect you would have got an A.
Probably. Looking at these grades, if I didn't get an A+, something is wrong.
All right, so let's get into this a little bit. Presidents, and this is from the article, presidents have more latitude in foreign affairs than in domestic policy, and the trend over the past two administrations has been for presidents to be more hawkish than their campaign pledges led voters to expect. George W. Bush promised a, quote, humble foreign policy, unquote.
And didn't he also talk against nation building?
Absolutely.
Nation building's horrible. We should never do it, except for all these times that we're going to do it over the next 8 years because I'm the decider.
It depends on what kind of resources they have in their grounds that we need to take care of for them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that was all pre-9/11.
This would be great if America was a dictatorship.
Yeah.
So long as I was the dictator.
Instead, he gave us the Iraq War. Barack Obama was elected in part to end Bush's wars, but he too pursued regime change with pyrrhic success in Libya and abortively in Syria.
Not to mention the drone wars that he started in Yemen and Somalia, expanded in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, where 90% of the people that are killed in what are called targeted drone strikes not only aren't the targets, but they're not even listed as militants.
No, but apparently that's what it takes to be a Nobel Prize winner these days.
Well, in his defense, he did get the Nobel Prize before he started bombing people.
Yeah.
And he saved us from Ebola.
It would be akin to giving LeBron James the MVP award the day he was drafted.
Yeah, so?
It's like, okay, the most valuable player in the NBA.
Next year.
On the day he was drafted. And then, you know, why? Actually,
I wonder what awards Hillary is going to get when she becomes our next female, our first female president.
Hillary.
All right, continuing. These examples are alarming precedents for the next administration. The Democrats and Republicans vying for their party's nominations have staked out a range of positions on the wars in Iraq, Syria, and Libya, as well as on the nuclear deal with Iran and relations with Russia in light of Vladimir Putin's aggression towards Ukraine. The different magnitudes of U.S. military spending the contenders propose also suggest something about how interventionist each will prove to be. Campaign statements are not, however, a sure guide to what anyone will do in office. So,
although if someone says, we're going to bomb the S out of them, you can almost guarantee that the day he takes office, he's not all of a sudden going to say, You know what? I was just kidding. We're not going to drop any bombs.
You guys are great. Group hug. Group hug.
Group hug, everybody.
Oh, man.
No bombs. Just flowers.
Continuing, the American conservative has assessed that the five Republicans and the two Democrats who remain in the contest and graded their policies on these issues. We award good grades for restraint and bad grades for policies suggestive of interventionism. We have considered only a few telltale foreign policy issues, and while we believe these accurately reflect the overall character of these contenders, they are an admittedly incomplete and imperfect measure. Nevertheless, they are informative. So I kind of like to skip down, and let's just talk about the grades.
Well, let me read the first part of this next sentence, because I do think it's very interesting. They say, this report card is not a voter guide. So just want to make sure that we throw that out.
And also,
we're grading the candidates, but don't use this to judge how you're going to vote on the candidate.
And who is grading this again?
This is the American Conservative. Yeah.
Magazine.
I think when I read the headline, I expected to see strong grades for the Republican candidates. I'm thinking Republicans, okay, some people feel they are still conservative, so they're probably going to do very well. As we get down through all of the candidates, the final grades come out, and guess who scores the highest, Conan?
Hold on. Before Conan guesses.
Out of the Republicans or out of the Democrats or the whole group?
Out of all of them, but let me tell you specifically the classes, if you will, that they were being scored on. Military spending.
Okay.
Russia. The Iraq War. Libya. Syria. And Iran. And then they get a final grade.
Okay, I'm going to say that all of the Republicans scored like D's in pretty much everything.
You would be close-ish. Three of the five have a final grade of D or lower. Two of them have a C. Would you like to guess which two have C's? Out of Trump, Cruz, Kasich, Rubio, and Carson.
Not Carson, not Cruz, Kasich. I don't even know that guy.
He's the governor of Ohio and spent $600,000 to remove the Libertarians from the ballot in Ohio.
I'm going to say Kasich scored one of the C's.
Kasich got a C, so that leaves Trump and Rubio, I believe.
Trump probably got a C. Rubio he's horrible. He's got all F's probably.
Rubio does have all F's. Carson got D's in Russia and Iraq, F's in everything else.
Because that's all these guys talk about. That's like their main talking point is their foreign policy, and it's horrible. They want to carpet bomb and make the glass glow.
Cruz, who actually said we'll make the sand glow, got an F in military spending and Russia, an F in Syria, and an F in Iran. He got an A in Libya and a C in Iraq War. Of the Democrats.
That leaves, of course,
Hillary and Bernie. Who got a higher score, and what did Bernie get?
Bernie won out. Probably got a couple of A's and some B's.
What was his overall grade?
I don't know.
You're doing great so far.
You're doing great on this game.
This is impressive. Yeah.
Well, the thing is that Hillary, I don't know where she would be because she was already.
She got three C's, two F's, and an A for a final grade of a D. What did Bernie get?
He got a B, an average B.
You are correct, sir.
No, I'm not looking.
I just had to look at his screen just to see if he was looking at the same article we were. Very good.
Yeah. So you Bernie wound up everything. Getting a B. And my guess is that if President Bernie Sanders acts anything like President George W. Bush or President Barack Obama, then his B, after about a minute and a half as president, will quickly turn to an F.
Yeah, I would think so, too. I just found
And all of these Fs will turn into constitutional threats or dereliction of duty.
Right. I just thought it was interesting that the American Conservative reported this the way they did, and I commend them.
I think that's why they included the sentence,
This report card is not a voter's guide.
So who do you think these guys are voting for? Are any of their articles focused on supporting any of the candidates at this website?
Yeah, I think they're pretty straightforward. I think they call it the way they see it.
Let's actually go through and figure out how and why some of these candidates got the grades they did. And, of course, your thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Superbeets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Superbeets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit FTLBeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, FTLBeats.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join by calling in toll-free 855-450-FREE or calling us on Skype
LRN.FM. If we don't answer right away, it's because I'm not looking at that screen. So try calling back, and I'll answer when I see it. Skype username, again, LRN.FM, or toll-free, 855-450-FREE. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And Chris, you're telling us about the report card that was put out by the American Conservative that they make sure to point out this report card is not a voter guide.
Not a voter guide. Not a voter guide.
We're sorry that we are seem to be supporting the Democratic candidates. We're not supporting them. Don't vote for them. Vote for one of these guys we gave a D and an F to, like Cruz.
Yeah. Cruz got a D. Rubio and Carson both got Fs. Trump and Kasich got Cs. Hillary got a D, and Bernie got a B.
They're going to have to follow this up with like an economic report card.
Yeah, undoubtedly.
To
wipe the dirty taste out of their mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah, and Bernie will definitely get an F on economics. And my guess is that the Republicans are probably going to look similar to what they look like now with C's and D's and F's.
Right. Yeah, I would hope so. I mean, none of them seem to have a serious grasp of what's going on.
So tell us how they came to their scores on some of these candidates.
Sure. Well, let's talk about Hillary because, I mean, face it, who doesn't like to talk about Hillary?
All the hands in the room are going up,
so I'll start there.
Although, interesting side note before we continue, Hillary used to babysit one of my cousins.
Really?
When Hillary and Bill lived in Little Rock, they attended the Methodist church that my great uncle is the pastor at, and they babysat my second cousins or whatever my great uncle's kids would be to me, like first cousin, once removed, second cousin, something like that. Yeah, so Hillary babysat one of my relations. And my great uncle, who was the preacher, not really fond of the Clintons.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. So did they wear T-shirts that say, like, I had the Clintons in my house and I lived to tell about it? Or, like, Vince Foster T-shirts? Or
I don't know. I only met the guy once, and that's all I really remember about him is he was a preacher at the Methodist Church in Little Rock, and the Clintons used to go to church with him.
Gotcha. All right, well, let's just delve into Hillary a little bit.
The last time anybody delved into Hillary, she got pregnant with Chelsea.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about
consensual though.
Let's talk about Hillary's.
But who's the dad, Daryl?
That's
the question. That's the question. So what? Tell us about Hillary.
Or does Chelsea have two mommies? I'm just saying. Okay, so on military spending and Hillary, Clinton claims she will create a high-level commission to examine defense spending, but declines to provide details about what would actually be cut. Surprise, surprise. She implies that she would often defer to the Pentagon. That's always a safe bet because they are so good with managing their money. I think we're overdue for a very thorough debate in our country about what we need and how we are going to pay for it. Very often, leadership of the Defense Department wants to eliminate certain spending or wants to change it, and they're stopped by Congress.
And then other times, the Pentagon wants to waste, $35 billion on a jet that doesn't fly, and the Congress says, 35? That's not enough. Here's 70.
No, they say 70 if you'll put that plant or you'll buy these parts from my district. So, I think military spending is a trickier question, and I don't think it's fair to put all the blame on the Pentagon or all the blame on Congress. That's your military-industrial complex at work, and that's what they do. Everybody gets taken care of in that circle. So Hillary, to me, unsurprisingly, just basically says, well, you know, we're just going to keep business as usual, and that's what she's saying.
We need to have a debate.
Yes, for Hillary.
Discussion.
We need to have a debate in this country, Daryl.
Doesn't that sound like,
about what we really need?
Doesn't that sound like something that the school board members would tell you?
All politicians. Let's create a committee. Let's create a committee to study for the next year.
We need to create a committee to study whether or not to create more committees that would create committees to study whether to create committees to study whether to cut spending.
And you know, Daryl, you just said that, and it sounds ridiculous, but that is actually one of my amendments was tried to be amended in such a fashion.
Yeah.
Warrant, for those unfamiliar, it's a
voting
New
initiative.
Hampshire sort of thing. It's New Hampshire's limited version of initiative referendum to where at the town level, or in this case, the school district level, the voters can petition to get something onto the ballot that in most places would just be called like a ballot initiative or constitutional amendment or something along those lines. Here they call it a warrant article.
And
so
at least
warrant, it's not like you were trying to get someone arrested.
Right, a ballot initiative. And at least we can still create these at the school level. We cannot do it at the city level. And that's
correct.
Right. That hurts because all the other surrounding towns are able to go out, basically create an initiative and get 25 signatures and actually get it passed as an ordinance or a law that the municipality will have to follow.
Okay. Now that we've talked about warrants and getting people arrested, can we get back to Hillary?
It
all seems to tie in together.
Yeah, because, does she actually have an active warrant right now?
No,
or are
not
they just
yet.
Investigating and
they
having
are.
A debate in this country?
I read something about that. Who was it?
Loretta Lynch?
Loretta Lynch has said that she is, she's not trying to sway this in any way. She's letting the investigators do their job. And so far, nobody has brought anything to her. So we're just waiting.
So before we jump back into the Hillary grade, you guys have both seen the movie Office Space, correct?
This is correct. This is like mandatory libertarian watching.
Did you guys see the parody? I forget who it was, but somebody did basically a frame-by-frame remake of the destroying the fax machine scene, but it was with Hillary
and
a server, and the two people with her were Secret Service agents.
Okay, yes. I'm looking it up right now.
Absolutely hilarious.
It was great.
All right, so let's get back into Hillary.
I was like, how does that have to do with any report card? Oh, it has Hillary.
Hillary.
Okay. All right, on Russia, Clinton has defended the merits of a, quote, reset when she was Secretary of State. This cracks me up anytime Hillary goes back to talking about how great a job she did as Secretary of State.
I didn't think she remembered anything that happened when she was Secretary of State because of concussions.
She has also likened Russia's seizing of Crimea to what Nazi Germany did in the 1930s. She favors sending lethal aid to Ukraine, meaning arm them. Clinton has been a supporter of bringing more countries into NATO as senator and secretary of state, including advocating for membership for Ukraine and Georgia when she was still in the Senate. All these policies likely to provoke Russia and not improve relations, and she gets a C for Russia.
I'm surprised it's a C. I am really surprised it's that high of a score. I figured that would probably at least be a D.
Did she lose points or gain points for killing Gaddafi?
Libya's another one. Maybe we'll touch on that.
Yeah, Libya is two scores down. And what are your thoughts? 855, 450, free. Are they being too harsh on Hillary? Not harsh enough. What about Bernie? What about the rest? 855, 450, free. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line. We're talking about the presidential candidates, specifically the five major Republicans and the two major Democrats that are left in the race, and the scores that they got on foreign policy, at least from the American conservative. On what they're calling the foreign policy report card that they make sure to specify is not a voter's guide. And I think because, well, the results might surprise you, I think those results definitely surprised the people over there at the American Conservative, because one of the Democrats wound up getting a higher score than all of the Republicans. We'll jump back into this in just a moment. The us, by the way, is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And you can get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99 when you go to Vistaprint and use code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Maybe you have a small business. You run an organization of some sort. Maybe you want to promote a political candidate, political campaign, because it is campaign season. Well, you can custom make your business cards over there, or you can use some of the stock designs that they have and just input the info. And, yeah, again, you can get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. And make sure you use code FTL at checkout. Vistaprint is easy and very user-friendly. And again, 500 business cards starting at $9.99. That's
a 50% savings over the regular starting price. And make sure you use code FTL at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, code FTL. Chris, we were going over some of Hillary's scores, and then we were going to jump around and pull out some of the more shocking high and low grades from the other candidates after we go through Hillary.
I'm not shocked and amazed at all. This is exactly what I would have, you know, you guys asked me what I thought, and I pretty much went down the list. I was pretty spot on.
You were amazing. You were pretty good. I'm really impressed.
But, I mean, I think that a lot of people are probably on board with those same scores. These people, that, like I said, that's when they go, when they have these debates, half of the stinking debate is how they are going to rectify the problem we have with countries like Russia, who are, you know, getting too big for their britches, and we've got to put them down in our place because we're the superpower.
Dude. We're going to blow them up.
We're going to blow them up, put it back in their place. They gotta be...
I'm going to blow them up worse than you're going to blow them up.
That's right. And it's actually...
Well,
yes.
I'm going to make the sand glow.
I know, and it just is particular foreign policy, because this is one area that I really do believe that the libertarian ideals are so strikingly different than either party, and I think would resound with so many people in America if they really actually thought about the situations.
Right, and if people actually were able to hear the ideas on mainstream television instead of it being relegated to C-SPAN 3 the day before the nominating convention in Orlando over Memorial Day weekend.
Or C-SPAN the Ocho.
Yes. So we went through Hillary's stance on military spending and Russia. I think you were about to touch on Iraq, which there's not really anything in here other than she supported it, but now says it was a mistake.
And for that, she gets a C.
And now we get into a question that Conan had about, does she lose points for Gaddafi?
Well, she certainly does. Hillary pulls an F with Libya, and I'm glad to see they came to the same conclusion that I think everybody else in the world did. Clinton has defended pushing for a war of choice in Libya. Quote, we had a murderous dictator, Gaddafi, who had American blood on his hands, threatening to massacre large numbers of Libyan people, unquote. The intervention created a power vacuum, and today many parts of the country are overrun by ISIS. So she gets an F for that. In addition, I mean, the entire Benghazi debacle rests squarely on her.
And she doesn't remember any of it because of a concussion of apparently.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the server, and she was asked the question of, did you wipe the server? You mean with a cloth?
it was horrendous. And then the entire attempt to blame it on a YouTube video. I mean, I remember that distinctly. Right after Benghazi occurred, and I'm thinking, it's 9/11. This has got to be terrorism. This has got to be some sort of payback. And then the State Department comes out and says, no, this was all about a YouTube video. And me naively go, well, I guess they have some evidence. Hmm. You know, there must be something out there that says, yes, they were all so angry about a YouTube video. And that's all sitting on her. And that's why it amazes me she's not in jail and still in the race.
Doesn't really surprise me that she's not in jail. She is, you know, she's no longer a government bureaucrat, but she definitely was one of the higher level ones. And high level bureaucrats, government officials, rarely go to jail. I think Blagojevich is one of the exceptions. He being the former, governor of Illinois.
They've got to make an example every now and then.
Every now and then.
To prove that they actually work for us and are protecting us from big bad, what's that guy Shkreli's name?
Martin Shkreli.
They're throwing him under the bus.
That guy definitely has punchy face.
No, but yeah. they're taking the heat off of all the other pharmaceutical big kahulas.
Yeah.
And
Martin Shkreli and Ted Cruz both have punchy face.
If there's going to be a we're going to throw you a bone and actually prosecute somebody, it's not going to be when the same party is in power. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you're not going to see a Hillary conviction when the Democrats are in. You might
right,
see
and
it.
Then if the Republicans wind up doing it, the Democrats then have the ammunition to say, this is all about politics, and it's not about right or wrong.
Right, and if they do it, I hope they do it early in their term, and then it's over and done with. I just really wish things like prosecutions and impeachments would be used much more liberally at the federal level than they are.
Yes. Hillary also got an F for Syria, having endorsed both a safe zone and a no-fly zone. And they say while she has said that this would be done in coordination with the Russians, it's unclear how such a policy would work in practice. For that, she got an F. She did get an A on Iran because she supported the nuclear deal, quote, as part of a larger strategy towards Iran, end quote, that contains Tehran's power as sanctions are lifted. And, quote, diplomacy is not the pursuit of perfection. It is the balancing of risk. And on Iran, they gave her an A. Bernie got B's on several things, but I want to talk about the A that he got on the Iraq War because he opposed, and I'm using air quotes there, he opposed the Iraq War in 2003 and still opposes it, meaning that he's voted against authorizing the use of troops, but yet he's voted for spending money every time it's come up.
Right.
How many soldiers are still in Iraq? Because I know they pulled a bunch out, but didn't
I think it's 10,000?
Like, that's what I think. That's a number that sounds familiar to
that
me.
I'm sorry. That is occupation.
Yeah.
No.
That war has not ended. They left all the police officers there.
They're training. They're in Iraq on a training mission. And that training mission happens to include them shooting weapons at people and killing people, but it's a training mission. We have to show the Iraqis how to fire these guns.
Yeah, it's a good point. And apparently the U.S. government is on these training missions in, what, 700-800 countries?
900 bases throughout the globe.
There's only about 250 nations, and we can dissect that a little bit later. And of course, your calls, your thoughts are welcome on this or anything. Maybe you're watching the Republican debate and want to tell us what's happening. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too, which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now, 1-800-915-1027. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-915-1027. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-915-1027. That's 1-800-915-1027.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
That is the toll-free telephone number that you can dial in to join us. And the us tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we currently are discussing this report card from the American Conservative. And we're doing so because we all find it to be fairly interesting. Conan, not as interesting as the rest of us, because Conan basically guessed all of the scores that were given.
And I don't like politics and politicians, especially when they're authoritarian Democrats, Republicans, who I don't agree with on pretty much everything. They are horrible, horrible people, and I want to be left alone.
They are horrible, horrible people, but like a broken clock, they are right every now and then, and when they're not right, they are horribly, horribly wrong. And the only reason that I mention that they're right every now and then is there are a couple of the positions that the American Conservative attributes to some of these candidates that I actually wind up agreeing with, even though I know that it's not the actual position of the candidate. For instance, on the Iraq War, they say that Bernie Sanders opposed the war in 2003 and still opposes it. However, he has voted for the use of funds every time it's come up on the floor of the Senate.
He's just going to say that there was something else in that bill that he agreed with and that he wanted to pass, that he wanted so badly to pass that he had to vote for that bill that required more spending and whatever.
Probably keeping the ice cream lobby happy.
Yeah, he's a good union.
Keeping somebody happy.
Yeah.
So let's jump into some of these others. Was there anything that necessarily jumped out to you, Chris?
Well, I think it's interesting that, you know, Marco Rubio, the darling of the, is he still the darling of the Republican establishment? He was last time I heard.
I don't know.
I thought Cruz was the darling.
No. Cruz is the outsider. Cruz is that Tea Party guy.
Absolutely.
And Ted Cruz just got an endorsement from someone that a lot of libertarians, and I'm using the term both large L and small, meaning Libertarian Party members and a lot of ideological libertarians, a lot of people that, you know, are libertarians really like Justin Amash.
Yep.
And Justin Amash just came out and endorsed Ted Cruz, saying that he's the only one that would principally follow the Constitution or something along those lines.
Right.
friend Ted Cruz was given a D on the foreign policy report card from the American Conservative. Cruz got F's on military spending, Russia, Syria, and Iran. The only A that he received was on Libya.
And all you have to do is say Benghazi, and you get an A for Libya, pretty much.
So his A for Libya came about because what the American Conservative reports, they say that Cruz thinks the 2011 intervention in Libya was a mistake. Quote, Gaddafi was a bad man. He had a horrible human rights record, and yet he had become a significant ally in fighting radical Islamic terrorism. The terrorist attack that occurred in Benghazi was a direct result of that massive foreign policy blunder.
Yeah.
By the way, I looked up Rubio. Spanish translation is blonde.
Blonde.
Blanco.
Blanco.
And that's the actual translation. The Urban Dictionary, the first one, is also blonde.
Huh.
So I don't know. I can't seem to find anyone using it as a derogatory, you stinking Rubio. I don't know that it exists. Yeah, I never heard that growing up.
Yeah, Rubio is, and like I said, I mean, this is the Republican establishment saying we want a guy who is pretty much all F's in foreign policy. Military spending in Russia, in Iraq, in the Iraq War, in Libya. He supported going in intervention into Libya. You know, unapologetic about the Iraq War. Once no-fly zone, expanded air missile assault missions in Syria. You know, he would rather rip up the deal with Iran. That's what he says. He would rip up the Iran deal on his first day in office.
And then Cruz on military spending voted for an amendment to increase the defense budget to what some estimated was $697 billion. That's billion with a B. $697 billion. And for that, he was given an F on military spending. But this is the guy that Justin Amash, the darling of the Tea Party, and a lot of Libertarian Party members support this guy. He's supporting Ted Cruz, who is a horrible, horrible man who has a horrible, horrible foreign policy.
Yeah, see, this is just where I feel so trapped by the American political system, in that it comes down to this, like, half dozen choices, and, you know, six of them are going to be pretty much cookie cutter of each other, and then you've got two that are just going to be completely insane, and that's your choice. You know, we don't have strong third, fourth, fifth, sixth political parties out here, so we just get this limited view.
Right, and the primary reason that we in the U.S., unlike in Canada and the United Kingdom, do not have a strong third or fourth or fifth or sixth political party is twofold. It's ballot access and access to the debates.
Absolutely.
I'm also going to say, I'm going to take it to one other. I don't think people, the average sheeple voter, can handle more than two. I think it's overwhelming.
No.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
They can, and history shows, and recent history at that, shows that when you have a third political choice in the debates, that people do wind up voting and supporting them. Neighboring Vermont and neighboring Maine, both of those neighboring states to New Hampshire, have at least one alternative other than the Republican or Democratic Party that is represented in their legislative body.
Let me rephrase that. And it's not that it's overwhelming. It's that it's more appealing to just have one-on-one. You had the two crusaders. They're in the pit, and they're battling it out. They're in the boxing ring, they're in the wrestling match, and there's just two of them, and you got the one side, you got the other side, they're both brutal, you know, they're both fighting against each other. So I think it's more appealing. It's like a battle.
No, why would it be supposedly more appealing to some Americans?
Because it's not about the politics, it's about the game.
But in Canada, when they recently had elections, they had either four or five parties represented in their
debate. I'm talking about Americans.
In the UK, they had four or five parties represented in their debates. Well, in the United States, in, I believe it was Rhode Island last year, there was, or 2 years ago rather, 2014, the moderate party that barely got on the ballot, their candidate for governor was allowed in the debate, and he wound up getting over 20% of the vote. In Minnesota in 1998, there was a candidate running on the Reform Party label that had Minnesota Public Television used the criteria that the Commission on Presidential Debates institutes, would not have been allowed in the debate because he was only polling 13%. That candidate wound up winning the election because he was allowed in the debate.
Okay, and I'm going to go, and realizing you two young whippersnappers might not remember this little fellow from Texas, only 5'5".
Ross Perot, yes.
Ross Perot. And I can't begin to describe, if you weren't around in that era, how much support this guy had as a third party. Not part of either side. And when we went into debates and there were three people on stage. It was the Republican, the Democrat, and
the
there was Ross with his charts.
It was the only time ever
charts with him?
Oh, every time. Yeah, great charts.
In the history of presidential debates in the United States of America, Ross Perot's inclusion in 1992 was the only time there were three presidential candidates on stage at the same time.
Yeah.
There are some people that would say, well, what about 1980? Didn't John Anderson debate? John Anderson was in one debate that Jimmy Carter refused to show up to.
Right.
Jimmy Carter said, I will only debate if it's me versus Reagan. So the one debate that the League of Women Voters put on that John Anderson showed up to, Jimmy Carter refused to show up. So there has only ever been the one presidential debate series that you had the Republican, the Democrat, and another voice.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, it was a fascinating election cycle because in the midst of all this, you know, we had Iraq, the first adventure into Iraq going on.
Yep.
We had real different ideas about how things were going to happen.
Trade.
From Yeah, absolutely.
The giant sucking sound.
Giant sucking sound.
I got this pie chart. See, this pie chart shows you what will happen once that giant sucking sound pulls all our jobs to Mexico.
And
what are your thoughts on Ross Perot,
did you vote
George
for
Bush,
hell
the
yeah.
rest of the vermin, if you will, but there is only one vermin supreme. But your thoughts are welcome, 855-450-4.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.